And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
It's opening day for the Twins, and that's special enough in itself, but it's the first at Target Field. And joining us now to talk about it is Justin Morneau. And Justin, I'm sure butterflies are typical for opening day, but this has to be special for you guys.
Yeah, it's one of those things where there's a big difference between opening at home and opening on the road in front of your own fans, and the adrenaline's there, obviously, no matter where you are, but it's always a good feeling when you get your name introduced and everybody's excited to see you there instead of just waiting for the home team to come out. So it's a big deal. Any opening day in the big leagues is special, and you know, it never gets old. It's something you always have a little bit of jitters. You get that first at bat out of the way, and you move on and realize you still have 161 left, and everyone means something.
We'll talk Target Field when we come back.
Looking for a job in the great outdoors with excellent wages plus advancement opportunities? Dakota Fence Company seeks full-time laborers and foreman trainees for fence, guardrail, and traffic control positions. Excellent wages, advancement opportunities, health insurance, 401k, flex, and vacation benefits are available. A valid driver's license is required.
Dakota Fence is an equal opportunity employer. Positions are open in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Williston. Send a resume or get an application at info@dakotafence.com. That's info@dakotafence.com. As you plan travels to Western North Dakota this spring and summer, let the new La Quinta Inn and Suites and Baymont Inn and Suites of Minot be part of your destination. With new pillow top mattresses, their business center featuring free copying services and Wi-Fi, meeting places for small or large groups, spacious rooms with fridge, microwave, and high-def TVs, our fitness center with a heated pool and spa, and of course, a hot breakfast is always on us. Check us out on the web and give us a call. The La Quinta and Baymont of Minot, a great combination.
And we're with Justin Morneau talking opening day here at Target Field. And Justin, of course, the dimensions at one time were rumored to maybe be brought in, known as the Pitcher's Park. Your thoughts after playing there for several seasons? I guess it is what it is, right?
Yeah, there's always still a possibility of them moving them in, but you can always hope, right? I mean, you ask any hitter, pretty much any park they play in, they'll tell you they want to move the fences in. You ask any pitcher, they'll tell you they want to move the fences back. So it's funny the way baseball works. You know, you get hockey, the rink's the same size. Football, the field's the same size. You know, baseball, you have different fields and you compare all players the same. So sometimes that gives players an advantage. Sometimes it gives pitchers an advantage. And some people say that's the beauty of the sport. Personally, I'd like to see everything the same, but you can't control the elements the same.
Well, Justin, hey, thanks for your time. As always, great seeing you healthy. Stay healthy for 2013 and have a great season.
Thank you.
All right, Justin Morneau with us. That concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by info@dakotafence.com and by the La Quinta Inn & Suites and Baymont Inn & Suites of Minot.